Please take your Bibles and open to the book of Revelation, if you would, please. We will read the verses of Scripture that we're going to be studying today. What beautiful, beautiful message we have in that hymn. Revelation chapter 12 is where we're studying today. We'll begin reading with the fourth verse and go down through the sixth. There'll be a little bit of review and then on, and most of the today will be spent with verse 3, 4, and into 5 and 6 a little bit. We're going to look at that great enemy, Satan, today. Revelation chapter 12, beginning to read with verse 1. And there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. And she, being with child, cried, travailing in birth and pain, to be delivered. And there appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns upon his heads. And his tail drew a third part of the stars of heaven and cast them down to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman, which was ready to be delivered, for to devour her child as soon as it was born. And she brought forth a man-child, who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron. And her child was caught up unto God and to his throne. The woman fled into the wilderness, where she hath a place prepared of God, and that they should feed her there 1,260 days. Let's begin with prayer. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for those beautiful hymns that we've sung this morning. I praise you for every person that has come today to hear your word. And please, dear Lord, that it just be a message from you. And as we study through these verses of Scripture, as we always look to the Word of God, and we just go verse by verse, and we look to the verses, and we confirm it with your Word. That's how we know the truth, is it's confirmed by you and by your Word. And so please, just guide and lead us today. Bring those that do not know you as their Savior to salvation today. Use your words, your power, your strength, the Holy Spirit, as he comes and touches that heart and comes and wants in, but will not force himself in. We have to invite, and so please, that those that are here that do not know you will invite you in today and begin a wonderful walk with you and begin really life for the first time. And Father, those that are here that do know you and have been saved for a day or many years, that today would be, once again, a growing time, a learning time, that we're closer to you. And so we've come to class now. We've come to hear from you. And so please, teach us your word today. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Please be seated. This travailing and pain and everything that is spoken of here in the second verse, as we kind of review here just for a few moments, we need to understand that this time of travail is actually a time that's going to take place during the last half of the tribulation period. And so we are in this time period, this 3.5 years. And so as we look through this, and we're going to take a lot of time to go back and forth, because we have the birth of the child, we have travailing in birth, we have pain to be delivered, and so we're going to look at these things. And we need to understand today what's taking place. We looked at verses of Scripture last week and found that this woman that is to give birth here, the word she, and she being with child, is the nation of Israel. And so we look at that through the rest of this Scripture verses here. When it speaks of she or the woman, we're always talking about the nation of Israel, because our Lord and Savior was birthed through the nation of Israel. Of course, Father Abraham, that came out of Ur of Chaldees, went into the promised land, and then we know they went down into Egypt and grew to be a mighty nation and found their way back then, almost 400 years later, back into the promised land. and all the turmoil and tribulation that has taken place through there. There's a reason for the hatred that the world has for the nation of Israel, and specifically for the Lord Jesus. And so we're going to look at that today as we look at Satan and this great red dragon that is listed here. But so understand that this woman or she stands for the nation of Israel. And as we look at the child, I believe that we all know who that child is. That child is the Lord Jesus. He is going to be born. Well, we know that he was born 2,000 years ago. Understand that during the tribulation period is specifically for Israel. We're in the church age right now. And many scripture verses, they miss this space of 2,000 years because it is talking to the nation of Israel. And it speaks of his birth and then his kingship and the victories that Jesus will bring. It's all in one verse, and within that single verse many times in the Old Testament, there is a space of 2,000 years to this point. We don't know how long. We know Jesus has got to come soon. And so, but understand that when he is talking once again to Israel, these two time periods have been brought back together. And so it's like the time of the Gentiles or the time of the church has been pulled back away, and it goes from the birth right on into this time of the regathering of the nation of Israel. And so keep that in mind as we look at these verses of Scripture. There has been the time period of Israel, this 2,000 years, this time period that we live in right now. The nation of Israel was set aside because of their disbelief. And so the nation of Israel, fathered by Abraham, was put upon this earth for one purpose and one purpose only, and that is to bring the Savior and the presence of God to all the world. Well, they failed. They kind of decided that we are the God of the people of Jehovah, and the Gentiles, they had no right to that God at all. And if you do, then you have to come in, and that was true. They had to become an Israelite. But at the same time, their purpose was to reach the world for God. That was the purpose of the nation of Israel. Well, they got to the place that even when the Messiah was here, they rejected him. And because of that rejection, then God set the nation of Israel back, set them aside for this period of time of 2,000 years. Well, the tribulation period is the time when they're called back. So you see, we've got the birth, the time that they were set aside, and we have the tribulation period, this time period we're here right here. And that's the reason that this 2,000 years in the middle seems to have disappeared. Because that's the time of the Gentiles. We're talking about Israel. We're talking about Israel. And so they are called once again. They are brought back once again. And they are brought into this tribulation period. And again, it is the worst time period on earth. It is, if it not be for to be shortened, no one would have survived. No one. And so, and that is in the some of these scripture verses that we're looking at today too. And so, once again, the most horrible time on earth will be found at this time, whether you're a Jew or a Gentile. You do not have to go into this period of time. The beautiful hymns that we've sung this morning speaks of the of meeting Jesus face to face. We find we see that the Lord Jesus is going to come and rapture his own out before this time begins. And it doesn't matter what nationality or what people you are, he will save you. He has come to seek and to save whosoever will, whosoever will come. And so I just hope that no one rejects the gospel and would have to go into this time. It is a regathering time of the nation of Israel. All of Israel will be gathered back into Jerusalem. Jerusalem will be the headquarters. All that will be going on. There's so much activity is going to be going on in the area of Jerusalem at this time where we're at here in Revelation. but not a good time. First 3.5 years will seem like peace, and then the last 3.5 years is going to be the most horrible time. We find a wonder, and this was the woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet. We find the child in verse 2, and now in verse 3 we have another wonder in heaven. And behold, a great red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns upon his feet, upon his head. Now, we look at this red dragon. The first word we have in the fourth verse to look at concerning the great red dragon is the word great. He is given once again. He brings all of his power. His goal, Satan's goal, from the beginning has been to destroy God's creation, whether it be us or this earth. He hates anything that God has something to do with, and especially the nation of Israel and believers in Jesus Christ. He has a hatred for that. And he recognizes when Jesus said it is finished upon the cross, he knew the timetable was set for his end. He knew it was set. He just didn't know when it was. But you see, the devil can quote the scripture, and the devil knows the time as close as anyone can. And he's watching the signs, and he knows the time is close. And when the church is raptured, he knows. He knows that his time is so close to an end. So he's going to bring all of his force, all of his power is going to be unleashed upon this earth and upon this world to do as much destruction as he can. The next word we have in his description here is the word red. We looked at that last week. Red is the color, another note that we didn't talk about last week, is the color of one of the horses. And the rider on that horse, as we'd studied earlier, was the one that took peace from the earth, if you'll remember. Took peace from the earth. And so red, and red also you think of blood, and it speaks of his nature. And his nature is to murder and to destroy. To murder and to destroy. Now, right here, just think about it, because anyone that does not know Jesus as their Savior, this is their God. It's just that simple. There are only two, Jehovah, God, the creator of all the world, and Satan. And you're of one or the other. And so this is your leader if you don't know Jesus. The devil has no regard for human life. No regard for help, for consideration. No desire for peace, no desire for joy. Why would anyone want to follow the devil? And yet multitudes do. The last word here to describe this creature, the great red dragon, the word dragon. We find his name is Lucifer. He's a very vicious in nature. Out of all of God's created beings, this being is the most dangerous of all. We find that there is 7 heads, and we have 10 horns and 7 crowns upon his head. Now, if you look with me down to the 13th chapter, verse 1, and it may be on the same page, it may not be. And it says, "And I stood upon the sand of the sea and saw the beast rise up out of the sea, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and upon his horns 10 crowns. And so we have just a little difference here between the two, because it appears that the crowns go on the horns. And that lines up with other verses of Scripture, because there are 10 kingdoms left, 10 empires left at the very end. And who gives these empires, these kingdoms, their power? None other than Satan. And so to take and put a crown on each one of these horns would represent the 10 toes, as the other scriptures tell us. And so it's believed without much question that there is 10 kingdoms, and the devil is giving these crowns out to each one. And so we finally see now this worldwide Gentile nation that is being gathered up and led by Satan himself to come, and he is once and for all going to destroy Israel. He just can't stand Israel. He has a hatred for all that God has done, and of course for the Messiah most of all. This beast has a tail, and what a tail it is, because it says that as this tail has swung through the heavens, that a third of the stars are taken from the heavens. Now you think of those beautiful things. I don't know if you noticed night before last, there was a clear sky, and oh my, the beautiful millions and millions of stars. God's creation is so beautiful. How any man could believe that this just exploded and happened this way is beyond me. That takes faith. Dumb faith, but it takes faith to believe that there isn't a creator that has created all this. This isn't talking about those kinds of stars. This tail that swings through the heavens, that takes a third part of the stars and casts them to the earth, as the scripture says, is actually a specific heavenly bodies. And it's believed that it's angels, those angels that Satan took with him. And when it speaks of this, the angels that have followed this the devil, these are the ones that decided not to stay and follow God, but chose to follow Satan. And there's a couple of verses of Scripture that I would like to read concerning that, and we're kind of getting in now to the lesson today. But let's look to Daniel chapter 8, Daniel chapter 8, the 10th verse. And it waxed great even to the host of heaven, and to cast down some of the host and of the stars to the ground, and stamped upon them. And then look right before the book of Revelation, you'll find this very large book, the book called Jude. And we're not going to go to a chapter, because there's only one chapter in the book of Jude. I want you to go to the 6th verse, if you would. Jude verse 6, "The angel which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, he hath reserved in everlasting chains unto darkness, unto the judgment of that great day." I believe that this is who is being referenced here when the devil has swung his tail and taken a third of the angels. We find that as we continue to look at this dragon, we need to understand that he hates this man-child. It was predicted back in Genesis chapter 3, verse 15, when it says, "I will crush your head." And upon that point in time, Satan knew that he needed to take care of this Messiah the child that was come, the one that was to crush his head. He had to destroy him. This Satan, Lucifer, in his day was called the Shining One. But you see, he became so jealous of God, of Jehovah, that he decided that he would overthrow God. And he brainwashed several to follow him. And they were taken from their glorious seats and cast out. They all joined together, and they've come with an all-out attempt to destroy this man-child. This was all Satan's plan. We're not told how many fell with him, but we do have a reference here of a third. This being drawn out of heaven, and if you would look up, you'll find that it does speak in a past action. This is something that has happened in the past. Never forget how powerful that the devil is. Jesus declares him the prince of this world. Paul declares the devil the god of this world. And in John says the whole world lieth in wickedness. How much impact did the devil have upon this world? All the world lieth in wickedness. Here's some characteristics of Satan. He's a murderer from the beginning. John chapter 8, verse 44 tells us. In that same verse, he is responsible for every murder. In 1 Peter 5, 8, a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. We have in Hebrews chapter 2 and in 1 Corinthians, he is the cause of every death. He is the cause of all of our unhappiness, all of our unrest. Every bit comes as a result of the devil, Proverbs 13:15. He is the cause of every tear that falls. He is the great destroyer of the body and of the soul, James chapter 1. Satan is the red and bloody dragon. And here we find he's making his last all-out attempt to overthrow all of God's creation. Satan has a mighty following. Scripture tells us we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against spiritual wickedness in high places. This great gathering, we could call a confederation of demons and fallen angels and men, all gained to come to a great number in the millions that are out to destroy God's chosen people, Israel. These folks, these demons, they burden this world with all the terror, and we know all the gloom and the sorrow and the tears and death, all the murderers that you hear, the drugs that we have to deal with today, all the worries and the problems of this world are sourced back to Satan. All because of the power of Satan. This child that was born was Jesus. The devil did everything he could do to see that this child was never born. Did you think about the very first murder was between Cain and Abel? Cain killed Abel. Do you realize that that was the devil's first effort to stop the birth of this man-child? That was his first effort. That was the first murder. You remember studying the scripture where it tells us that during the time of the birth of the Lord Jesus, that all babies of the 2 years old and under were to be slaughtered, were to be killed. Satan didn't care about the hundreds or thousands of babies that died. He just cared about one, and that was Jesus, and he had to destroy him. But he failed. All the attempts on Jesus' life as he lived and ministered, the devil would stir up the religious crowd to go after him, to destroy him. Even when he got to the cross, even though the scripture says to hang on a tree, the devil even thought he had victory there. When he died on the cross, he's dead. It's over. Devil. But you see, Jesus said it's finished. And again, at that time, the days were numbered. And she brought forth a man-child, verse 5, who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron, and her child was caught up into God and to his throne. Now, we have a lot of things here in this fifth verse. And once we just kind of look at this verse of Scripture, and it's kind of out of kelter when we think about the time table. Again, this she here in this verse, she brought forth, is not Mary, as some believe. It's Israel, the nation of Israel. The man-child, of course, is the Lord Jesus. To rule with a rod of iron is going to take place during the millennial reign. That's to come yet. The millennial reign is here to come, is still in the future. It will come. You see, everything when God thinks it, when God speaks it, it's as if it's done. It doesn't matter if it's 1,000 years or 10,000 years in the future, it will never change. It's finished. The time that Jesus was set to go to the cross and die for our sins and take all of our sins away, that day was set. The day for his return to take his church home is set. The day of the tribulation period is set. The 1,000-year reign he will rule with a rod of iron is set. Our home in heaven is ready. The place of fire and burning brimstone forever is awaiting those that choose not to come by faith to Jesus. Scripture says he was caught up unto God and to his throne. So you see, we have the birth. It speaks of the 1,000-year rule. It also speaks of him being caught up. Well, we have after the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, 40 days after that, he ascended into heaven at the throne, the scripture tells us, so we know where he is. All this is, yes, for us to learn and to see, but the promises are for the nation of Israel. And he's saying, Jesus is born. Jesus is the throne of God. He will, the scripture says, to rule all nations with a rod of iron, and he will do that. All this is still in place. And so we need to see that you don't miss any of this, even though there is between now this time of 2,000 years, because from the time the child was born till he was caught up was 33 years. He will rule and reign for 1,000 years. And now in verse 6, the woman fled into the wilderness. Now we have a space of 2,000 years between verse 5 and verse 6. A space of 2,000 years. The woman is prepared. The woman fled into the wilderness where she hath a place prepared of God that they should feed her with there 1,203 score, 3.5 years. 3.5 years. You realize during this tribulation period, during all this horrible time, God is going to protect his own. And if you question that, let's turn to Matthew chapter 24, and we will close with this today. Matthew chapter 24, verse 15. Matthew chapter 24, beginning to read with verse 15 through verse 23. But when ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation, spoken of by Daniel the prophet, standing in the holy place, whosoever readeth, let him understand. Now we're going to stop there just for a minute, because midway through the tribulation is when the Antichrist, Satan himself, sits upon the throne of God. Now, there's a tabernacle in heaven. There was a tabernacle here upon earth. And that tabernacle has two rooms, the holy place and the holy of holies. And the holy of holies is where the Ark of the Covenant and the mercy seat is found. And in heaven, we're going to find that to be the throne of God. And so we see that's the very place, because the temple will be rebuilt during the tribulation period. It's going to be a time of the Jews. Everything will be reenacted as it was in the past, and the temple will be built. And then inside the temple, that old devil himself will just literally go in and place himself as God. And it's called the abomination of desolation. And so when that takes place, let's see what is to happen in verse 16. Then let them which be in Judah flee unto the mountains. Let him which is on the housetop not come down to take anything out of his house. Neither let him which is in the field return back to take his clothes. Woe unto them that are with child, and to them that give suck in those days. But pray ye that your flight be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day. For then shall a great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. Except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But of the elect's sake those days shall be shortened. Then if any man shall say unto you, lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not. And we're going to back up just a little bit into this, because as we look at the sixth verse, and I hope you've got it, keep Matthew in your hand, look back to the sixth verse of Revelation, chapter 12. The woman fled into the wilderness, where she hath a place prepared of God. You come back to Matthew, chapter 24, verse 16. Let them which be in Judah flee unto the mountains. When that time comes, when the Antichrist sits up on that throne, the devil sits there, when that happens, God is warning his people. He said in Israel, in Jerusalem, it's not uncommon to, in the evening, to sit on your rooftop. It's designed for that. It's our decks or our patio. And so you'd sit on that and you'd enjoy the evening. And word comes that this event has happened. You don't go downstairs and grab one thing. If you're in the field, don't return home. Head for the mountains. And there's going to be a place there where God is going to protect his own for that last 3.5 years. How long is it going to be? The scripture tells us 1,203 score days. That's 3.5 years. So you see, in Matthew chapter 24, we have the explanation of what's going to happen. And so God, he protects his own. He cares for his own, even through this time. When the terror and the worst time begins, he calls them out. He says, come, and I'll save you. I'll protect you. And he gives them this place. And the scripture is so clear back here in verse 6. A place prepared of God. I'm going to feed you. I'm going to take care of you. Just like he did during the 40 years in the wilderness. I'll take care of you. Come out and come up to me. And I'll care for you. For those that choose not to, it'll be certain death. But for those that'll come, they'll have a safe haven until this thing is over. Because the old devil is ready to loose all of his power. And he's going after, it's his last hurrah. It's his last time to go and finally destroy. He's failed all this time. And the more he fails, the more angry he gets. He's coming with a vengeance. But God calls his own out and gives him a place. We've looked at the devil. We've looked at the child. We've looked at the rod of iron, which is the 1,000-year reign to come. The child, of course, being the Lord Jesus. We've looked at the ascension. The child was caught up unto God and to his throne, which was 33 years of his life. And we find that the woman, Israel, flees out of the city. But according to Matthew chapter 24, we know where. He's going to protect him. He's going to protect him. We'll begin with verse 7 next week. So please come and don't miss the study. Let's close in prayer. Father, I thank and praise you that we can come today and enjoy this time. We'll enjoy the hymn of invitation and then we'll enjoy the Lord's Supper today. And so please that you just will guide and lead us, show us these words and touch our hearts with this. Even in this horrible time, you are still there caring for them. And you're going to send down your angels. You're going to send down someone to lead them to this safe haven and feed them and take care of them during this last 3.5 years. And these folks will be the ones that will walk right into the into the millennial reign of Christ, where he rules with a rod of iron. All this is for the nation of Israel to hear and to see. Remember that child that was born? Remember that devil that has fallen? Remember you, the woman, Israel? I've never forgotten you. I've set you aside, but I've never forgotten you. Oh, Father, please, that we understand that during this church age now, you have shown us so much love and so much grace. You have given us the opportunity of salvation not to face a time like this. And so please, all that are here, do not know you, come today. Trust in you. Stir the hearts of the saved that we be out talking to the lost. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.